USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and the First Lady have arrived in New York City. They're preparing to take part in ceremonies that mark the 20-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. They'll be appearing at the National September 11th Memorial in Lower Manhattan in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon to honor the victims that died there on that day. Ahead of the events, he sent out a recorded message to Americans.
Beauty is what makes us who we are. America at its best. To me, that's the central lesson of September 11th.
He said no matter how much time has passed, thoughts of that day brings everything painfully back. He said he and the First Lady hold the victims' families close in his heart. President Bush and former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge will also take part during the ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
While commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former New York Commissioner Bernie Kerik talks about the events of that day.
It was about 5 o'clock that afternoon. I came back to headquarters after going downtown with the mayor, and I walked in. My first deputy, Joe Dunn, he said, listen, we have brought in the families of the 23 members that are now missing. And they're down in the auditorium. And I had to walk into that auditorium with 23 family members, two out of the 23, not only was there a police officer and their family missing, but there was a firefighter and their family missing as well. And that was the Vigiano family and the Langone family. And I walked into those, to the conference room, to basically tell them that, you know.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
While commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former New York Commissioner Bernie Kerik talks about the events of that day.
It was about 5 o'clock that afternoon. I came back to headquarters after going downtown with the mayor. And I walked in. My first deputy, Joe Dunn, he said, listen, we have brought in the families of the 23 members that are now missing, and they're down in the auditorium. And I had to walk into that auditorium with 23 family members, two out of the 23, not only was there a police officer and their family missing, but there was a firefighter and their family missing as well. And that was the Vigiano family and the Langone family. And I walked into those, to the conference room to basically tell them that, you know, their loved ones were missing. We're doing everything in our power to find them. Hopefully they're safe. That moment, that time for me was a demonstration of how resilient people are, even in a time of crisis.
Audio courtesy of John Solomon Reports. You can listen to his 9/11 special at justthenews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.